Nolte, Democrats finally acknowledge inflation and already blame Trump. By John Nolte on January 27, 2025. After 4 years of gaslighting the American people that inflation was transitory or non-existent, and just days after assuming office, the Democrat Party is blaming inflation on President Donald Trump. Democrats slam Trump for not making good on promise to immediately lower food prices, reads the headline from far-left NBC News. Some 20 Democrats, including Senator Elizabeth Warren, Dean of Cherokee, sent Trump a letter on his sixth day in office attacking him over inflation. Trump made inflation and the cost of food a hallmark of his run for a second presidential term, displaying everything from a teeny box of Tic Tacs at a rally in North Carolina to entire tables full of groceries outside his Bedminster, New Jersey, golf club to express his commitment to lowering voters' grocery bills. But the scores of executive orders Trump has signed since Inauguration Day only briefly touch on food. Warren, DeMass, said in the letter, which was co-written by Representative Jim McGovern, DeMass, and signed by a total of 20 Democrats. You will not be shocked to discover that this letter is a lie or that NBC News did nothing to fact-check these lies. Three things drove Biden's crippling and avoidable inflation. The first was an insane amount of government spending. The more money the government pumps into the economy, money that is either borrowed or printed, the less our dollar is worth, and Biden spent trillions. The second was the soaring cost of energy. As far as energy costs are concerned, they affect everything you purchase. Energy is required to create, fabricate, ship, store, and maintain everything. The third was allowing record illegal immigration. When you enable tens of millions of illegal aliens into the country, those people compete with legal citizens and immigrants for goods and services, which artificially raises the costs of those goods and services, especially housing. So, by my count, Trump wrote over a half dozen executive orders that directly address the high cost of energy, at least 10 executive orders to stop illegal immigration, and at least a half dozen more attacking government spending. He also rescinded a number of Biden executive orders that added to inflation. Democrats and the fake media not only spent 4 years downplaying beat inflation, they spent 8 years blaming Barry Obama's predecessor, George W. Bush, for Barry's stillborn economy. NBC News closes its fake, one-sided article with this. Lindsay Owens, the executive director of the economic think tank Groundwork Collaborative, said putting a stop to powerful corporations that have price-gouged families in recent years should be the president's first step. This is how the left, and that obviously includes NBC News, all think. More government control, manipulation, and excess will bring prices down when we all know the exact opposite is true. We've tried wage and price controls. They didn't work. What works is getting the government the hell out of the way. This means putting an end to the artificial demand that comes with the government importing millions of illegals, decreasing the cost of energy that comes with stupid regulations and drilling bans, and putting an end to insane government spending with all that fake money. Fascist Democrats like Elizabeth Warren and NBC News want complete central control of our lives through the federal government. They don't care about history, basic economics, common sense, individual liberty, or facts, and they sure as hell don't care about you. Everything Democrats and the regime media do is geared towards micromanaging our lives through collectivization. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.